AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on the missile strike that killed two people yesterday in NATO member Poland near the border with Ukraine.
Our preliminary analysis suggests that the incident was likely caused by a Ukrainian air defense missile fired to defend Ukrainian territory against Russian cruise missile attacks.
G20 leaders wrapped up their summit in Bali, Indonesia today, issuing a declaration firmly condemning the war. They warn it's making an already delicate world economy worse.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Donald Trump in Florida last night. Sagar Magani has more.
Trump runs at a moment of his own political vulnerability, with some Republicans criticizing him for backing losing candidates in a disappointing midterm showing. The GOP will now have to decide whether to back a man whose refusal to accept his last loss led to an insurrection and put democracy on the brink, and one whose legal troubles could lead to indictments. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the Senate, Mitch McConnell has a challenger for Republican leader, Florida Senator Rick Scott. McConnell says,
I welcome the contest.
And a major retailer is reporting some struggles.
Target is reporting an uptick in third quarter sales, but its profits tumbled 52% after it was forced to cut prices on clothing and other goods to attract shoppers squeezed by inflation. The disappointing third quarter follows Target's nearly 90% tumble in profits in the second quarter and a 53% drop in the first. Target is also voicing concern about its sales and profits during the fourth quarter and the holiday shopping season. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. Police in Idaho are still searching for the killer or killers of four University of Idaho students found dead over the weekend. Julie Walker has our report.
The victims, one male, three female, all University of Idaho students, were found Sunday in an off-campus house. Police say they were stabbed and call it an isolated, targeted attack. Still, many are scared. Dean of Students, Blaine Eccles.
We're going to support students in whatever manner they need to navigate through this. If they need to return home, we're going to support them.
So many students have left campus, a candlelight vigil has to be rescheduled.
My heart breaks for the families and the friends of the victims involved.
That audio, courtesy KXLY-TV. Police say they're working to establish a timeline of the victims' activities before they were killed. That includes reviewing video from a Twitch live stream that showed two of them. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.